Like great wine, getting better with age. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
I have a question for the ladies. Although I do think that the men that are listening, yes, and you two that are here with me this morning, will be able to give some insight.
That's the longest setup for I have a question.
You know, we've talked about this before. You know that women often will wear shapewear. You know, they'll wear shapewear to, you know, make things look a little smoother underneath things. Sometimes,
like Spanx type stuff?
Like Spanx type stuff. And especially in the summertime, I'm learning a lot of women wear them just because, especially if they're wearing summer dresses or skirts, so that they're, you know, they're like their legs don't rub together. And that is specifically what I'm talking about, is shapewear that you put on. It's kind of like, almost, I would compare it for the guys to like a wrestling singlet. Is okay. What we put on, and gotcha. It goes underneath, or, you know, smooths things out, and then keeps your legs from kind of rubbing together. But here's the thing. In these little wrestling singlets that we put on, there is, you know, an opening for convenience to go to the bathroom. You know, similar to, like, guys' underwear, right?
Mm-hmm. We got a flap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's for convenience.
Sure.
But what I'm wondering is if women really use this.
Okay.
When you're wearing your shapewear, or if you take the time to take whatever you're wearing, like, all the way off to take off, like, pull down.
Is pulling down the shapewear, is that a time-consuming process?
Well, I would think it would be a huge hassle, especially okay. depending on what you're wearing. Like, if you're wearing it underneath, like, a gown. This came up because I was at a formal event, so there were a lot more people in formal attire, you know, which in itself is a process when you're in a bathroom stall trying to deal around, you know, with long dresses and everything else. And then to have to take down all of your, like, your, you know, your shapewear to go to the bathroom seems like a huge ordeal.
So you would use the hole?
Well, that's what I'm asking, because the problem is, you know.
Well, what did you use?
Well, it depends.
What have you used?
I usually just use the convenience hole that is provided.
Okay. Thank you. It took a long way to get to that.
But here's what I worry about.
And
I don't know if men worry about this too, is that you get like some spillage, kind of, you know?
Okay, and there then can be.
You go to sit down, and now, like, you got a wet spot on the back of your dress, and I don't know if that ever happens with dudes.
Don't ever remember that. No.
Sometimes it happens on the front.
So that's what I'm curious about.
Okay.
You know, from a woman's perspective.
Okay.
How do you manage that? Do you take it all the way down, or do you just use, you know, a convenience hole that's provided to go to the bathroom?
Gotcha.
515-280-1025. Got me. Never ever had this discussion before.
Do men always use the convenience hole that's provided? Or?
No. I rarely.
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Men take off their underwear to go to the bathroom?
No, just pull it down
lower,
a little.
Lower it a little bit.
Okay.
It's not that difficult.
Well, then why do they continue to put it in the underwear? Why wouldn't you give that feedback to underwear makers? None of us are using this.
I've never given any feedback to underwear makers because it's fine.
Dear Hanes. Please stop with the flap.
Okay.
I don't know how you waste your days. I have a letter to write to the underwear company.
Okay.
Tammy and Jefferson. All right, Tammy, go ahead.
Shapewear thing. I would pull the thing down, but that's because I've learned through very bitter experience to wear two-piece shapewear.
Oh, you go with the two-piece shapewear.
Yes.
Okay. And is this part of the reason why? Because of the hassle if you wear, like, the singlet?
Yeah. It almost feels like an Olympic event to try and take it off.
Right. Yes.
So it's... And I'm not that flexible.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So do you find decent two-piece shapewear that doesn't, like, roll down, like, when you sit down, that you're not constantly adjusting?
Yeah. I mean, it's the really expensive kind, but yeah.
Okay. You just got to find the right brand.
Yeah. You have to find the right brand that doesn't roll, doesn't bunch, that, you know, breathe in also. I
mean,
I mean, because it's, you know, the whole purpose, you know, you wear it to shape yourself, but, you know, you don't want to feel like you're wearing like a 15th century corset either.
No, no. Yeah. What brand do you use?
It's good grief. Shape Mix. It's too early. I haven't had
Okay, that's okay.
Yet.
Okay.
Shape Mix. It's advertised on, like, you know,
Facebook. Yeah.
Shaper Mix or something like that.
All right. Okay, so go with the two-piece.
Ken, do you feel like you learned a lot here?
Hey, thanks for calling, Tammy.
Yep. I don't shop in those aisles.
Okay, bye.
For sure.
Free radio, always. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.